The North Dakota Industrial Commission has approved some amendments to its guidance policy on gas capture. The changes will give industry some flexibility based on the availability of gas processing plants and pipeline technology. But for now, the commission has not changed the gas capture goals pending further work. By this November 1st, 88% of gas was to be captured. That's a limit of 12% flared. The capture goal goes to 91% in 2020. State Mineral Resources Director Lynn Helms had suggested a delay of up to 2 years for those goals. He told the commission there are a number of reasons, including a workforce shortage that has delayed gas processing plant construction, as well as higher pressure, more productive wells.
What we're hearing from operators and midstream people is they are totally committed to getting to more than 90% capture, but they simply can't achieve it in the time frame that the current goals set.
But a decision by the federal government has changed some things. The Bureau of Land Management is planning to have the three affiliated tribes manage its own gas flaring. And Governor Burgum wondered whether that could make a difference for wells that are off the reservation.
Do we think that if we added the flexibility here and exclude MHA, that we might find ourselves in compliance or near compliance, and so therefore don't need to move the projected dates? And if we don't know the answer to that, then I would suggest that we do the math and come back to the commission before we think about moving the goal dates that had been established earlier.
Burgum suggested having some meetings with the MHA Nation leadership on its plans for reducing flaring. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.